You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Let's see. Start at 11, 12, 1, 2, 3 hours into NFL legal tampering. The latest news, Jordan the intern, your eye on Twitter, seeing if other things have been happening.
Closest thing I've seen the Saints getting a deal done was the yes.
That's it. A fan tweeted at the Saints, are we going to make any moves? The reply was?
Yes.
Yes. Three letters. That's it.
Yep.
They're doing it. Oh, yeah. Not to be confused with yup. Yup is completely different than yes. Yes sounds positive. Yup was said by Anthony Davis in the LeBron piece. I was sort of like, that's right. They're that's after right. me. They don't like me. Brian and Ola's checking in saying, I should never use the phrase again, quad chain.
Never.
Okay. It's just a suggestion.
I second that motion.
Okay. 800-998-1003. Let's chime in on the handful of conversations that we've been having across the day. Of course, the latest on the Will Wade and LSU. They are the regular season SEC champs via the win against Vandy. Overshadowed greatly, of course, by Will Wade's suspension on Friday. Javonte Smart being sat down for the game. The students chanting, Free Will Wade, Fire Oliva. They used a lot of the different songs. Throwing in either Will Wade or Oliva's name, Joe Oliva, when he walked into the PMAC, booed loudly. So love to hear your opinions on all of that and more as Tony Bedford saying, hey, look, what's going to happen is, tomorrow you should get an update on Javonte Smart, Naz Reid, and Will Wade. The Tigers will head on over to the SEC tournament. They don't play till Friday. We spoke with Jacques Doucet, who tweeted Friday and then again today that Will Wade has not met with anyone at LSU just yet. Doors open. His superiors would like to meet with him. He's yet to meet with him. So I guess what I was just asking earlier in the show, and again, we can open the phone lines to you if you'd like to chime in. I mean, why are you angry? Who are you angry with? And what's the reason behind it? Right? Because I've seen a lot on social media. A lot of people have tweeted and asked and talked about, oh, a lot of it has to do with, you know, everyone else is doing it, things of that nature, et cetera. I just want to hear from you from that perspective on it, especially when those that say it's not proof. Is being on a wiretap not proof enough, or have you not listen to the case? I think the main thing are two things. At this point, why don't you just ride or die? Go with it. Why are you trying to appease the NCAA? And the other one, obviously, is there's a lot of people that are no longer fans of Dick Vitale. And I just, you have to wonder, it's almost like a bone to pick, you know? I don't know, did Will Wade not do an interview with Dick Vitale or something? Because it's just very, I'm trying to think of another instance.
Yeah. I mean, Vic Vitale has his Twitter banner with the LSU fans in the background.
What's crazy to me is I'm trying to recall a time where he's like, you know, disgraceful, suspend people and all. It's very odd. Anyway, we'll touch on that if you like. 800-998-1003. 128-116 was the final in Atlanta. Pelicans, who isn't hurt right now from the Pelicans? Did you see over the weekend, Drew Holiday? You showed it. It's true. He changed that, by the way.
No, he didn't. It's still this.
No. That wasn't like that over the weekend. I do not think that was like that over the weekend.
No, it was.
It was?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Positive. I've been checking it. I've been seeing when he's going to change it. I've been keeping up with it. See, I do stuff for the show.
I don't remember seeing the LSU fans him in the banner.
The day after the Will Wade incident happened.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at. He's changed that since he's been going after Will Wade, is my point. That was not his banner profile picture on Twitter a week and a half ago.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I don't remember. I don't recall seeing LSU fans wearing LSU shirts next to him. It just looks odd. think this is his way of saying, I'm with you guys. Don't come at me.
No.
No? Do you hate Dick Vitale now?
No, I don't hate Dick Vitale.
You kind of have to if you like LSU, though, right? Isn't that kind of how it works now?
Mm-mm. Gus, the Jordan, the intern from last year, has blossomed. Oh. He's a completely different character.
Okay. How? Yeah, exactly. I even Joey chucked in on that one. All right. Anyway, AD did play 21 minutes, 15 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists to steal, 4 blocks. This just did. The guy could play. Just imagine if he wanted to be all in, right? I mean, and everyone's all in. Everyone's hurt on the Pelicans team. Drew Holiday's abdominal strain, 7 to 10 days. Etuan Moore.
Jahlil Okafor.
Yeah, Jahlil Okafor. Who am I missing? I'm missing players.
I think Elfrid Payton.
No, he played. He played 15 minutes. They have a lot of people that are injured and nicked up.
I think it was only 3 against the Hawks.
It seemed like a lot of people were nicked up. Anyway, they get back into action this week. 3 home games. Guess who they play tomorrow, Jordan? Someone on the short list. The Milwaukee Bucks, 7 p.m. tomorrow. The Milwaukee Bucks.
So how many points do you think Nico drops on us?
Ooh. 30? I like 40? Nico, man.
No, I love Nico.
I like Nico, too. I'm happy that he has success. But I'm just saying, and I played the James Dolan thing at the top of the last hour, the bottom of the last hour, and I think your opinions on that as well, 800-988-1003. I mean, should an owner be able to detain a fan and then throw you out for saying sell the team?
No.
On the basis that he thinks you're rude.
The guy comes back. It's just an opinion.
You have to throw out the Smoothie King.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it is. It's opinion. Yes.
It is
you
an opinion.
You should sell the team. Man, it's crazy, huh? Look, I get language. I get disruptive behavior, even if it's not language, and every 2 seconds, you know what I'm getting at? Like, if you disrupt that, but you heard it when I played it. He yelled, sell the team, then when he walked by, it wasn't the entire game, just, here comes the owner. Hey, James, sell the team, dude.
If I wanted to know, I was going to get kicked out and never be able to go back into the Garden ever again.
Yeah. I probably would.
I would have done something way worse.
Okay, see?
Yeah, thank God we're not in Rome. Off with his head.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan.
I would have done something way worse.
Why? Why? What are you talking about?
Because if I knew I was going to get kicked out, I'd never be able to let back in.
So let's just get even worse? The whole point is the fan actually comes across sympathetic because the guy just said, I want winning basketball, sell the team to somebody that does better. You take it in a completely different direction.
Jordan's going to leave his mark. Face it.
Yeah, I'm going to leave my mark. I'm going to have a statue. I'm going to have a picture. I'm going to have something. A whole 30 for 30 on ESPN.
30 for 30 on you, huh? The man that attacked the owner.
What is it? The Malice in the Palace? It's going to be a reincarnation.
Stop it.
They're just went the kinder, gentler Jordan.
Yeah, exactly. You know, here's the thing, though. In New York, the NYPD and then when they send you over to, Rikers, you might be respected because you went after the owner.
Hey, guys, I was just trying to,
I was speaking for you.
I'm your voice. I'm your guy.
I can't imagine that. Not that I think that Gale, can you imagine? Look, stop texting or tweeting. I saw it. I saw the report. Somebody on Twitter posted Pels selling to
rumors.
They're not selling to Seattle.
From some NBA
They're not
Twitter
selling to Seattle.
Account.
Most business people don't sell billion-dollar companies.
Yeah.
When they stand to make more money. Just win. That's all you got to do. Anyway, 800-998-1003. If you want to talk about Pels taking on the Bucks tomorrow. 3-game losing streak after they'd won some games on the Mardi Gras road trip. We played some sound from earlier today. Well, now everybody says that the Lakers should just trade LeBron. Best thing for the Lakers is to trade LeBron.
Agreed.
It's amazing.
Maybe LeBron should come down to New Orleans.
Hey. You know what? Stop it.
Hey, it's what everybody wanted.
2 Chainz to live here. He likes to hang out and make new songs with 2 Chainz.
It's what everybody wanted, though.
Who's everybody?
Everyone wanted AD and LeBron to play together.
All right. Anyway, the big news over the weekend, obviously today starts the quote-unquote legal tampering. Basically, you can come to terms and agree to and talk to players that can go in free agency. Among some of the top headlines, Tyrann Mathieu offered $9.5 million by the Texans. He says he wants to test the market. Mark Ingram, Sean Fazan saying it's not just the Saints that are interested, the Bears, the Ravens, the Packers, and the Lions. Danny Amendola signs with the Lions 1 year, $4.5 million to $5.75 million in that range. The big deal today, Quan Alexander, 49ers agreeing to terms with him. Remember, ACL injuries, what he's coming off of. 4 years, $54 million, 27 in rolling guarantees there. It's a huge, huge deal. What are you doing now?
It's over.
What is over now?
It's over.
Why? You dropped your forehead into your palm. What?
It's over.
What?
Landon Collins.
Uh-huh.
To Washington.
How is that over?
I mean, I wish we would have got Landon Collins.
Yeah, do you know what he wants to make?
So, tell him that he wants to win a Super Bowl. Oh, right? Isn't that the whole reason why to be in the
NFL?
That's
it. That pays the bills.
You can tell the ring.
Yeah. Cable company, phone company wants you to pay.
What's 1 year?
That's it. It's 1 year. What if he gets hurt?
That's a what if question, Gus. I don't answer what if
questions. Remember, it's not guaranteed, right? Congratulations to the Redskins.
6 years, $84 million deal.
How good were the Giants with him last year?
Come on, Gus. It was the Giants. Don't.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean,
it wasn't Landon Collins' fault.
But you're convinced now by him going to Washington, it's over for the Saints.
I'm just saying. Everyone's getting better.
Everyone's getting better.
I don't know what the Saints are doing.
You're incredible. You're incredible.
What have they done?
What have they? It's 3 hours in. How do you know they're not doing something?
And all the names are off the board just about.
What all the names?
All the names that I know.
Championship moves, huh?
Championships.
Unbelievable. Who do you want?
Anybody at this point.
Anybody. You realize you don't even know why you're upset.
Nope.
But you're convinced that the moves being made are hindering the Saints' opportunities and chances. Right? Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Just making sure I understand where is you going here.
We need to have everybody.
Buccaneers don't have now the Sean Jackson, right? He wants to be a Philly again. He did tweet, been real to the Bucs fans. Didn't work out. Quan Alexander left, so that's a team that's now weaker.
And then Golden Tate, for whatever reason, at the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
With one of the emojis.
That's what you're bothered by. You've been pushing Golden Tate for a while.
No, I've been pushing Cole Beasley. But last week he came out that he wanted $20 million.
Uh-huh. See the point I'm making here? Yeah. The people you want, the Saints can afford. Just north of $3 million in the cap space. Now, Mickey Lewis and the Saints have finagled the cap in the past and done all that. Again, do you really think the receiver is where they need to use whatever money they have? Yes or no?
Yes.
So not keep Mark Ingram?
No.
Not try to keep Alex Okafor? Not try to maybe upgrade at those positions? Maybe, defensive tackle, because I don't know what the Achilles is going to do with Sheldon Rankins. If David Onyemata is going to be there for the first game or so, might have to serve a little short suspension for wacky tabacky. Let's go pay, Landon. What was Landon Collins' deal?
Landon Collins, 6 years, $84 million.
6 years, $84 million. Saints have that, right? I'm sorry. Who's number 13? I see a lot of jerseys this weekend. I want to go buy some shoes at one of the local sporting goods stores.
Yeah.
13. Lots of 13s. Who is that?
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas. Antonio Brown got how much guaranteed? 30? Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. What's the thought process that he may be getting what? 500? 5 years, 100 mil? Could be probably the asking price this time comes up?
That's chump change.
Chump change. Not if you're paying how much Landon Collins again? $84 million?
6 years.
6 years. So you want the money spent there on Michael Thomas, right? Alvin Kamara, he's coming up. A couple years. Just worry about it then,
so,
huh?
So what you're saying is we're not going to win a Super Bowl this year.
Here we go.
That's basically what you're saying. We don't have the money to sign anyone or get better.
Per Jordan the intern.
That's what I heard from you.
Per Jordan the intern.
From that take that you just spewed.
Washington Redskins are your NFC representatives in the Super Bowl because they signed Landon Collins.
You never know.
Come on. Sports Hangover continues next. Marlon Favre. Let's see if he can talk some sense into Jordan the intern. And what did I see in the short amount of little video footage that LSU put out over the weekend when they started spring practice? That kind of stood out to me. Kind of stood out to me. Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
It's time to have fun, so come on in. Come on in and win. It's magic. Come and feel the magic. Cash Magic. Where winners play both night and day. Cash Magic.
Video poker players know. There's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic Casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic Casinos always have the newest games.
The service is just great.
It's a very friendly place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
Come have some fun. Let us make you a VIP with our fast and friendly service. It's the Cash Magic difference. Video poker at its best. Come feel the magic today at one of our 7 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP, Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
GolfTech's March Major Sale is now in full swing. If you're a golfer looking for major improvements with your swing or clubs, get to GolfTech and save up to 20% in March. Get started with a swing evaluation or tech fit club fitting for only $100. Your local GolfTech is in Metairie on 17th Street behind Lakeside Mall. Visit golftec.com.
Swing better, play better. GolfTech.
Ontario, Douay, Ontario. More than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Ontario, Douay, Ontario to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Ontario, Douay, Ontario at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, Charlie Casserly made news for the wrong reasons last week, right? If you remember, there's a guy that ripped Kyler Murray. And apparently back on the NFL Network today, talk about why Jordan, the Cowboys, were not willing to pay Cole Beasley his money. What was it? What was the reason?
I mean, the Cowboys threw the ball to Dez Bryant too much
last
season.
Dez Bryant. They threw the ball to him too much last year. There's one problem with that, Jordan. What is that?
He didn't play.
Not a down.
He didn't play last season.
Not a down with the Cowboys. Dez Bryant, by the way, just tweeted, "This how you know they love to hate on me. Guy is getting too old. Get him off of TV. Crying laughing face. Emoji." Look, you start making comments like that. That's one of those where if I'm a reasonable producer at the NFL Network and I want any credibility, it's time to be like, you know what? It's time to announce my retirement.
Chief, you said him to chief. It's been a nice 30 to 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You got to go.
You got to know better than that, right?
And then be like, do you know who...
Marlon Favreite knows that Dez Bryant... Marlon, What's going on, bud? How are you?
Man, doing pretty good on this Monday. Hello, somebody.
How's TD doing?
He's doing good, man. It feels like he's gaining an inch every day. He's drinking a lot of Enfamil. Man, he's eating, Gus. He is eating.
Look, man, I'm going to say this. I got a little video from yesterday where a little dude was running around chasing a little remote control car my dad was driving. And I look, here's the thing. One of the reasons I didn't place, I don't enjoy running. Like, I get tired. You know, I was like, I'm not a runner. If I'm going to 90 feet, which is why I played baseball, I'm good. I have a destination. I'm running to a place. You know, so like, he's just running in circles and following the car. He's not tired. I'm just saying, have TD keep eating and doing what he needs to do. And then he can be that one piece to the puzzle wherever Carver goes, that he can block for him or he can do something. I feel like they can work in tandem together.
They can, man. And something that's interesting about Carver, to run in circles like that and just don't get dizzy. Man, that's talent.
Does it, dude? No, look, I'm telling you, dude. He'll do circles and he has good balance. On one leg, he doesn't fall down. I'd have injured myself. So I'm going to send you the video, dude. You can scout for me because you work with athletes to get better at the next level, man. So you can do that. Look, man, there's a couple of NFL storylines that I want to get to LSU because they opened up spring practice and there was something that stood out to me that I want to get your opinion. I haven't been in a locker room covering this team, part of the LSU Sports Radio Network. But when you look at all these different deals, can you, because I've had everybody come on that talked about the start of free agency essentially this week. With Jordan the entry, he's a little nervous that the Saints aren't making a ton of deals. All of these deals being made early by teams. They're getting better championship moves.
Yeah, they're making championship
moves. Exactly. And the Saints haven't made a single move.
Twiddling our thumbs.
Exactly. Twiddling your thumbs 3 hours into the tampering stage here of free agency. What do you say to Jordan to calm him down?
What I would say to Jordan is, look at the amount of returning starters that this team has coming in. Look at guys that's not against the cap. You know, you don't have to cut a deal with Michael Thomas right now. You don't have to cut a deal with Alvin Kamara. You don't have to do – the top players on this team right now are in position. So if that's a little suit of comfort for you, Jordan, enjoy it. And we're still at the beginning of this free agency. You got enough to – relax on for right now, for sure.
See, does that make you feel any better?
It does make you feel better.
It's amazing. Three people have said that, yet I've said the same thing, and it'll make you feel any better.
Nope.
All right. Landon Collins, that was a guy LSU wanted back in the day. 6 years, $84 million to the Redskins. Kind of a nice payday for him, huh?
A nice payday, well-deserved. Man, you look at Landon Collins, the position he plays, and to be quite honest with you, this is a year where they have some really nice safeties out there. You know, Tyrann Mathieu is a free agent. Of course, Eric Thomas is a free agent is as well. Said Eric, I meant to say Earl Thomas. Mixed up E's. Eric Thomas, the motivational speaker. But you know, so for him to, you know, land a spot in the red with the Redskins, he's not going that far from where he already lives. It's about 2.5 hours. And travel, so it won't be that big of a difference. And I think it's a good fit. That defense fits him pretty good. So big ups to the 504 kid.
You know, one of the other things that you're talking about, just that, just put the local ties in. Look, you're seeing Quan Alexander reportedly agreeing with the 49ers, 4 years, $54 million. That's about 13 and a half, 27 guaranteed coming off of an ACL. But he had made a pretty good name over there in Tampa Bay.
He did, man. That group at Tampa was really solid with him and Beckwith, David, just a group of guys that work really hard. I think he will definitely make a huge improvement in their run stop game over there for the 49ers. That's something he did really well for Tampa, just being able to be supportive in that front seven. So I thought it was a good move, and he can – lay to rest now. He can just know that I'm here for at least the next four to five years and can set up shop and really help build that defense. San Francisco may have some opportunity here. I mean, that NFC West, with the exception of the Rams, is kind of in that rebuilding phase. So it's going to be really interesting to see what all of those teams over there do, from Arizona to Seattle And of course, the 49ers are getting themselves a big-time linebacker. So that's a good deal.
The thing that makes me nervous about the Quan Alexander departure in Tampa is that's a pretty big role in departure for them. And especially when, look, one mock draft has Devin White going 11th to the Bengals, but the Bucs pick 5th. Could you see a scenario where they pick Devin White?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, it makes even more sense now. We know that Tampa has a thing for LSU players, particularly at the linebacker position. They pick early. Here's a guy that is that type of talent. He's top 10 talent. So if they want to bulk up that defense, man, he's someone, again, I'm looking at this guy, the next Patrick Peterson. What I mean by that is every year Patrick Peterson has been in the NFL, he's gone to a Pro Bowl. Devin White has that type of status. So I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa tries to bulk up that defense and take a stab at him at the 5th pick.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible when you look at it from that perspective. Look, the other LSU kind of tie-in I want to touch on is Tyrann Mathieu joining the intern. Would that be a big splash move for you? Is that something that would make you happy? I know you want you some Tyrann Mathieu.
He would put a big smile on my face.
Big smile on his face. Reportedly, Marlon, $9.5 million is what the Texans have offered him. They want to keep him over there in Houston. And he says he wants to test the market to see. Now, I don't know if it's to see more money. It could also see what other offers they go. You look at some of his tweets this offseason. I'm just wondering if he's waiting to hear what the Saints have to offer.
I've been hearing that a lot. It's been a lot of speculation with him and the Saints. I mean, you look at a guy like Tyrann and Regis Prograis. You know, there are two guys that are New Orleans guys but live in Houston. Obviously, Regis is there. Just stay close to home, he's told me before on the show. And then you have Tyrann, another New Orleans guy, guys around the same age, who's in Houston right now. Is it a good fit for him to come back to New Orleans? That's a big-time question. Will it be a decent fit in terms of locker room? Of course, on the field next to none, it'll be a immediate. Oh, looks like we had another ESPN update. The Lions signed Trey Flowers. Wow, from the Patriots, defensive end, taking inside the trenches on a sidebar.
Jordan, another NFC team. Does that make you happy?
Oh, championship move.
Jordan's losing his stuff right now. He's every move that's made by an NFC team that's not the Saints, he's convinced now the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl is dwindling.
We had it.
Look, LSU started their spring practice, man. And again, there was a video I saw LSU put out. At the start of the first practice. And I wanted to bring it up to you because, look, it's spring ball. We can kind of get into what's the goals here from here on out to try to get better leading to the spring game and et cetera and all that. But Joe Burrow was the one that was asked to break it down and to kind of get practice going. And he was asking one of the defensive captains and players to get his side ready because I'm ready to bring in things of that nature. We saw this last year, right? I mean, like in the first game that we got to watch – against Miami, I thought the fire that you saw at the end of the game was like, hey, all these people are sleeping on us. You watch and all that stuff, which I thought was interesting because it's the hardest thing in the world to come in May and kind of make that team yours. I kind of do think that LSU is Joe Burrow, right? Right. I mean, the game he had against Texas A&M, the bowl game and all that, I think he's the leader on this team right now, especially with Devin White gone.
He is, and the entire team is behind him, and that's the biggest thing. This guy has a really excellent personality, really good leadership skills. Anytime you can come onto a team in the fall, essentially, and make a huge impact, have all the guys, these are men, older teenagers and men that probably the hardest age group to get on board with, to follow you, and he has those guys. Why? I think it's his attitude, Gus. I think he approaches the game with a winning attitude. I love it when someone gets a big hit on them or something to that nature, he gets up and he gets in their face. That's the type of intensity that LSU needs, and that's what they're bringing into this spring. I think with Joe Burrow, when you have a quarterback that has those type of leadership skills, it's just a recipe for winning, for sure.
What are some of the things that you look at here in the spring that you're trying to get accomplished? Look, like you said, look, it's been a while since you've had practices. you've been doing all the other things on your own time, lifting and getting in cardio and everything, but how important, honestly, really is this? Because your first game is not all the way into September, but how important is spring ball to you?
It's very important, Gus. I think the number one thing is to make sure that you're in some type of shape. You want to show the coaches that the fourth quarter program really did do you justice. And secondly, Gus, competing. Here's where you earn your starting job going into the fall camp. You know, so the springtime is definitely a guy. If you're a guy like, you know, Joe Burrow or Justin Jefferson, you know, guys like that, you're just rebuilding, right? You're just regrouping, not getting content, and figuring out a way to take your game to the next notch. But, I mean, you look across this defensive line, I mean, it's pretty much wide open. You have Tyler Shelvin, a guy that they're high on to be that nose in the middle. And then there's Fajoco and Lawrence who are out right now. So I think it's a good opportunity for those guys like Dominic Livingston, you know, Justin Thomas, even Glenn Logan, who's a guy who started last year, you know, to go out and make an impression this spring. But another thing that concerns me is the depth of the defensive line. I mean, it's not really a lot of guys in the spring. So younger guys that are going to be coming in the spring and summer are going to get some significant reps for sure.
Well, in that video, by the way, he goes up to two defensive players. One is a defensive lineman, the guy that you were just talking about, or that position group, Tyler Shelvin, a nose tackle, played what you played, obviously. And then the other one is Divinity, the linebacker. And out of, you know, Best Bank, baby, Marrero over there, John Aaron High School. But the importance of those two guys in those two positions for this LSU defense next year.
Oh, for Michael Divinity, I think he takes that energy that Devin White had on the defense and is right over to him. I have to be an honorary captain for, I want to see the Rice game. He had a Rice game, and I went down to the locker room. The coach likes us to, you know, mingle with the players. And who were the two guys in there getting crunk off of maybe Little Bootsy or Young Boy NBA? It was Devin White and Michael Divinity. You know, they're hyping each other up. Mike come run up to me. You know, it was all hyped to see me. So I think he's that guy. I mean, if you look at the plays that he made last year, a handful of interceptions, sacks, tackles for loss, huge plays, major turnovers for the Tigers. I think he's the guy that steps it up a notch, holds it down for the West Bank, and he's that leader on defense for sure for the Tigers.
Marlon, what are the other things that you'll be keeping an eye on over the next couple of weeks especially? Is it position groups? Is it just players individually?
I want to see Derek Stingley. He's a kid I've been knowing since he was a kid. His dad coached in arena football, so I remember following him at such a young age, and I watched him develop through high school, obviously going out to Baton Rouge a lot with the U-High kids in a broadcast. I think he's someone we won't miss Greedy, and I think that's, and I don't want to overhype the kid at all, but I'm just looking at his work ethic, his size, his speed, his knowledge for the game. I think he gets in and he competes for that position on the opposite side of Christian Fulton. So that would be a big, big addition to that defense if we can not miss a beat in that secondary.
He and Eric Alexander, Marlon Favorite, is the podcast is called Inside the Trenches. At Big Fave 504 is the way to follow over on Twitter and get all the latest info there and, of course, the podcast as well. Thanks for joining us, bud. We'll talk again later in the week.
Thanks for having me. Talk to y'all later, brother.
For sure, 800-998-1003. Are you still nervous? You still nervous?
I'm less nervous now.
How? You got another signing.
I know, but then, you know, the way he conveyed the message made me feel better.
Did he? 800-991-003.
We're going to lose.
You're not. Stop it. Do you not think the Saints are still a playoff team?
No, we're still a playoff team.
So why are you nervous then?
There's going to be better playoff teams this year than last year.
By the way, the Saints do play the NFC West, right? 49ers? Does that make you feel any better?
No.
Okay. So they'll see Quan Alexander. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm in the darkness. FLSA.
ACA. It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they are applied consistently and fairly. HR payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, inviting you to take a Louisiana staycation. Do you know the story of the Baroness de Pontalva? Learn how she helped design Jackson Square and the impact her life had on the French Quarter at the Cabildo now. You have a sports fan in the family? The Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame in Natchitoches is just a ticket. One of 9 museums that tell thousands of stories to feed your soul. Plan your family staycation at one of our great museums in Louisiana at louisianatravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
It's Golic and Wingo.
NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski.
What happened in this three-way trade where the Brookses, Marshawn, and Dillon were mixed up? Who mixed it up? Who screwed it up?
There were players in the deal from Phoenix's side. Trevor Ariza knew he had been traded.
Right. Mm.
And so Memphis and Phoenix starting to talk to each other and compare notes was when, as the names are being reported, do we have this right? And the answer was no, we don't. And they said, well, there's no deal to do here.
Golic and Wingo. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You heard Marlon break it down during our conversation. Trey Flowers, Patriots defensive end, got his ring and getting paid. 5-year deal to the Detroit Lions. $16 to $17 million range per season. That doesn't make Jordan the intern feel any better. NFC team, by the way. Travis, thanks for calling the show. What you got for us today, man?
Yes, sir, Gus. It's been a while since I've had a chance to call in on the LeBron Hate Network.
It is. LHN. wait. LeBron Hate Network. Yeah, LHN. That's right. Here we go.
I called it break George's heart just a little bit more.
Oh, no.
Why on earth would Tyrann Mathieu sign, not only with the Saints, but why would he sign right now? With Landon Collins out there, why would he set the market value? You see what I'm saying? Like, he could let everyone sign before him, and then he can sign maybe for more. Even if the asking is $9 million, he knows that $9 million is on the table. He can still get more out there somewhere else. Now, the question for him is, does he want to win a ring or does he want the money?
He tweeted
both
that.
Both are going to be there. Mm-hmm. Both are going to be there for him on different angles. If he wants the money, he doesn't set the market. He waits. And that's why I think that he's waiting. If he wants a ring, then you do sign early. Because, you know, he pretty much knows exactly where he's going anyway. When you want a ring, you know the championship teams out there. They're probably there, what, let's honestly look at it and say there's about 4 teams out there right now. Will you look at it and say, okay, those teams are going to be probably the final 4 teams. One being the Patriots, you can kind of say the Saints are up there, you can kind of say that. But the fact that he hasn't and the fact that all you hear is mutual interest, quote unquote, I don't think that's signing because I think he wants the money. I think the market value for Patriots is really high. I heard somebody say it was low. I was like, how is it low when it's him and Landon Collins? This is like, when you look at elite Patriots, it's him and Landon. So I don't think he's signing until Landon signs, because he knows how much value he was.
So you're saying that he wants more money?
Oh, I think that. I mean, somebody made a quote the other day, and because I'm not going to take credit for it, but somebody made a quote and they said, I couldn't take the rings with me, but I can take that money with me. You know, I can take that money and give that money to my team. You know, I give that to my – I mean, what is legacy when you can create the legacy with your own money? You know, if I'm in Tyrann Mathieu's position, I'm waiting. I'm sitting back and I'm waiting. And I'm not doing anything until Landon goes out there and puts his name on the dotted line. If he's a free agent too, and I know Landon is just as good as me, but he's one, he's two, I'm letting him sign. What's the rush?
Jordan?
It's day one of free agency talk.
It's not even day. It's like 3.5 hours in. Three and a half hours.
It's already over.
It's not already over.
It's not over.
Here's the other thing too, Travis, that I'm trying to explain to Joy. You don't have a ton of money. You have to be very smart with the money
that
you do
have. You gotta be frugal.
Yeah,
I didn't say that.
But you don't have to have a George. You don't have to have a big name. You have to have a good team.
You're not paying Trey Flowers $16-17 million. You don't have it. You don't have it. Okay.
I know.
Landon Collins. Why would you? There's people right now going, that guy got 45 guaranteed, 6-84. Remember the stories we talked about last week and even the week before Mardi Gras, in which people were saying, remember Mike Triplett said, keep an eye towards the, you're going to have to pay 13 here in a little bit. Michael Thomas, Kamara. When all these monies start coming, you can't tie yourself up to probably a lot of different deals. Now, while some of these guys are big names, that's great. Trey Flowers going to Detroit. They've had no pass rush. They didn't make the playoffs last year. So they have to make big moves. They have to go get big names. Right, Travis?
Yeah, I mean, does Trey Flowers throw the ball? Because he's kind of bad over there. And he doesn't really have the best receiver to throw the ball to. Considering the fact that Golden State's nowhere near there anymore. He probably won't sign back there. Golden State's probably going for a championship as well. I mean... You don't need the names. You need the players. I mean, I've said before, I'm not a Saints fan, but I appreciate watching a good football team. And that's what the Saints are. They're a good football team. They're not big names. They've learned, like someone said earlier, they've learned their lessons. I mean, it's about 2.0. They're going to make the moves that are going to make the team better within their cap space. They're not going to make any major moves. They're going to make small moves that make the team better. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the core is there. I feel like they're going to get better. They were young last year. They'll be younger and smarter this year. I mean, you're a call away from a championship. If you want to replace somebody, replace the referee.
There you go. Thank you, Travis. Appreciate the phone call. Mr. X, thanks for chiming in to the Sports Hangover. 800-998-1003. What you got?
All right. Top 28 basketball, high school basketball playoffs were held in Lake Charles. I know for a fact that Thibodeau Tigers beat the Walker ball players in the state 5A championship, but these players are not paid to play. But it'd be nice to hear the New Orleans teams that won some championships over the this past week. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
There That's it correct. Is. Yeah, we had that game on the weekend on Saturday. Casey making a solid call there and talking a lot about that big win, of course, over in the Marsh Madness
that Thibodeau, took place. Their first ever beating defending state champion Walker. And they were behind, Gus, as always, and came back, man.
Kind of had a nice job being able to kind of stay and fight, right? No doubt.
Metairie Parks Country Day. They took the Division III private schools. Congrats goes out to them. De La Salle got there, couldn't get it through. St. Aug almost pulled it off in double overtime, which is what pushed out Thibodeau game. But congrats, Thibodeau's first ever championship. You couldn't get to Thibodeau last night. Not with the fire trucks and the cops. And
I hear you. Take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up here on the Sports Hangover. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Over 10,000 people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started the year hating their job or income and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years. Even with zero IT experience, it's not too late. You can join them. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Classes meet on campus or live online just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Credit Karma can help you make financial progress by giving you free scores, reports, and monitoring. But Credit Karma does not give you the love that only a mother can. It's just an app.
I miss my mom.
But you can use Credit Karma to help you improve your credit. But it cannot solve the eternal question surrounding the human condition.
Oh, come on. I need answers.
But signing up is free. No credit card needed. Just download the Credit Karma app now.
Oh, there's my answer.
Credit Karma. Here's to progress.
New Orleans Pelicans basketball. Do it big.
Picks it up, shoots for three.
Good, good, good. Drew Holiday. Floater down the lane. No dunk follow with two hands. Julius Randle.
Hi, this is Sean Kelly. Join John DeShazer and me as the Pelicans take on the Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday at 7 on ESPN Radio, New Orleans.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
So CBSSports.com has their mock draft out. I mentioned earlier Devin White's 11 to the Bengals there. You want to know who the Saints have in the second round, Jordan? 62nd pick overall, number 30 in the second round.
I do not.
Wide receiver Riley Ridley from Georgia.
Ooh.
So you think if the Saints, remember, they don't have a first or a third, and you know they don't really have a lot of picks in the top five rounds. Receiver? Think that's where they need to go?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you told me earlier that
I didn't tell you anything.
Why would we not re-sign Mark Ingram?
What? That has nothing to do with receiver.
No, I know. But if we put our money towards receiver, then.
Right. You have a lot of other needs. Second pick, like your first pick of the draft this year, you think should go to receiver?
Yeah. If we don't get one in the free agency.
Maybe we address this tomorrow. I am definitely not of the you have very few picks next year. The first pick you make in this year's draft, receiver, I wholeheartedly would disagree.
What would you do?
Defense.
More
defensive line, defensive tackle. Cam Jordan's not getting any younger either. I don't know what I have in Marcus Davenport.
So what you're saying?
I mean, you're hoping I'm just saying, defense, linebacker, corner, half of y'all want safeties.
So another D-line player.
Absolutely. D-tackle.
Oh, we got Davenport. I guess he's a bum.
He's a DN.
By your standard.
No, I'm just saying. I can go a lot of different areas in receiver. I mean, it's the same team that a lot of you guys kept saying, right, that can find receivers anywhere. Guys here, guys there, guys everywhere.
And Drew Brees is getting old. Not saying they didn't have it anymore.
I find that, look, I understand you got nothing out of that receiving core last year, which was a bit surprising. What happened to the rookie wall with Traquan Smith? I'm not ready to walk away from him. I don't know. I would be surprised if they use that first pick out of the top five to that. I'd be surprised with that. Again, to kind of quickly recap some of the big news in free agency, we talked about the Antonio Brown trade that went to the Raiders. It was just interesting to me because of him getting $30 million in new money there, and a lot of people feel like that just might mean that if you're Michael Thomas, that five-year, $100 million deal could be what happens at the end of next year. Tyrann Mathieu, 9.5. Reportedly, the Texans have offered him to stay. It was to test free agents.
So apparently we're not getting him either.
How do you know?
Our last caller.
Well, Travis was saying he's probably testing the market. Could it be for more? Could it just be to hear what the other offers are? If it was about money, it's not a bad deal. I mean, you want to see what else the market is. No. We talked early with Sean Fazan, who said, look, it's not just the Saints that are interested in Mark Ingram. It's the Bears. It's the Packers. Ravens, Lions as well. The Lions been spending all kind of money, right? Danny Amendola with the Lions. signing a one-year, $4.5 million deal, $5.75 million there. Quan Alexander goes from the Bucks to the 49ers. He's agreed to a deal there. 4 years, $54 million, $27 in guaranteed money there. And it's also coming off of an ACL injury. Golden Tate, you keep saying he tweeted at the Steelers with the emoji of his hand on his chin. What do you have?
NFL update.
Yeah.
The Ravens are in on Mark Ingram.
Right. Per Diana Rossini of ESPN.
Saints want to keep him. Right. We'll depend on price.
So the Ravens, well, look, we just said, I mean, it was the Ravens were in there along with the Bears. The Bears would be an intriguing place. I mean, they have the greatest defense of all time. Isn't that what you were trying to tell us last year as the playoffs approached?
The Bears?
Yeah. Saints can't beat the Bears, remember? That defense, you were scared. But the Bears defense, greatest defense of all time.
It was the kicker, man. Come on, it was the kicker.
I'm just saying, but you were nervous about them, so you would think they would have a chance.
Hey, if it wasn't for that missed kick, that dong,
dong,
could have been a lot uglier than the Rams game.
And then just in the last 15 minutes or so, defensive end Trey Flowers from the Patriots to the Lions. That's a big deal. 5 years, anywhere between $16 and $17 million range. Landon Collins getting a monster deal as well. 6 years, $84 million, 45 of that is guaranteed. And there's a lot of players on Twitter that are, like, thanking him for upping the market for safeties and upping the market for corners as well. So, Oh, looky there, ESPN.com front page. Tyrann Mathieu talking about free agency. Where could he land? Look on your face is just amazing right now. Why are you so bummed out?
I see another tweet that says, what if the Bears go all in for Le'Veon Bell? And it's a poll.
You know, at the end of the day, you do got to play the game on the field, right?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. Trust in your team.
I trust my team.
Okay. They've made some moves. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Other teams are... It's not just the Saints that have to get better.
This is part of the process of making us feel better about.
No, this is how it works. Every year, everyone gets a little nervous. Everyone gets a little nervous, you know, about it for sure. So you got to wait to see where the teams go in the meantime. Coming up on Wednesday, Larry Holt of The Athletic is going to join us here in studio. In that first hour, we'll go over all the free agency moves and question and answer. I mean, we're going to have a fun. That 1 hour where it's just your phone calls, your questions and comments. We'll go back and forth. Josh, you got about 60 seconds here, man, before the top of the hour break and Matt Moscona comes on. What you got?
Thanks for taking my call, Gus. Yeah, this is towards Jordan. Jordan, you're freaking out. You need to calm down. You need to be a real fan. You need to have trust in what the front office is doing. You need to not be upset on what everything else is going on in the league. I think you need to be more worried about Bama for 8 or 9 more years. Okay?
Ooh. I like that. Damn. Yeah.
Unless there's a wiretap, you know.
Stop it.
God, now we gotta worry about LSU and Alabama.
No, you don't.
Is it gonna be another Clemson and Alabama rematch this year again?
But you realize it's been those two teams for a lot of the different years. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Matt Moscone is coming up next. Can only imagine what he's gonna start the show off with. Latest on the Will Wade situation. No doubt he'll have comments on the Tigers picking up the SEC regular season title. And of course, where does she go from there? Wonder if he'll have something to say about Dick Vitale. They're like battling, huh?
He did
on Twitter.
Yeah, Dick did respond to him.
He did. Well, all that and more before we come back. Matt Moscone at the top of the hour right here. He's up. We'll see you tomorrow on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.